Blackstone Audio presents The Lost Gate by Orson Scott Card, read by Emily Janice Card and Stefan Rudnicki. To Philip and Aaron Absher, after all we've shared over the years, from California to Kansas, from Provence to Myrtle Beach, with all the magics along the way, this book is for you.
1. Drekka. Danny North grew up surrounded by fairies, ghosts, talking animals, living stones, walking trees, and gods who called up wind and brought down rain, made fire from air, and drew iron out of the depth of the earth as easily as ordinary people might draw up water from a well. The North family lived on a compound in a sheltered valley in western Virginia. And most of them never went to town, for it was a matter of some shame that gods should now be forced to buy supplies and sell crops, just like common people. The family had spliced and intertwined so often over the centuries that almost all adults except one's own parents were called aunt and uncle, and all the children were lumped together as the cousins. To the dozens and dozens of North cousins, town was a distant thing, like ocean and space and government. What did they care about such things except that during school hours, Auntie Twang or Auntie Uck would rap them on the head with a thimbled finger if they didn't come up with the right answers? School was something the children endured in the mornings so they could spend the afternoons learning how to create the things that commoners called fairies, ghosts, golems, trolls, werewolves, and other